American Ground Radio. Sounds so good. Patriots ask for it by name. In fact, there's going to be an emoji for it pretty soon. Well, that's what I heard. Isn't it? That's not true. That's true, right? Okay.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. Yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Evelini.
This has not been a good week for Joe Biden.
No.
And very frankly, it has not been a good year for this country since Joe Biden has been in office. But more importantly, the setbacks this past week for President Biden and his agenda has been really overwhelming.
Setbacks. I think his entire agenda is dead.
Well, yeah,
I don't think there's anything else that Joe Biden wanted to get through Congress that will get through Congress.
No, congressional Democrats right now, they're searching for an agenda to galvanize, to motivate, to inspire their constituents, which, I mean, do they really ever do that in any other election year? But certainly this is a challenging year for them to get their voters to the poll. I mean, Biden's approval rating is pegged at 33%.
That was by Quinnipiac. And by the way, I saw a very interesting article on that out of Real Clear Politics. They said the lowest Quinnipiac ever put Donald Trump's approval rating was at 32%, just 1% lower than Joe Biden. The lowest any poll ever put Donald Trump at was at 31%. Just 2 points below where Joe Biden is on this. And we know those polls against
exactly.
Donald Trump were about 4.5 percentage points off.
That is exactly what I was going to say. But look, I mean, the 60-vote filibuster threshold surviving the Senate. The growth of inflation, I mean, it continues to rise.
And Joe Biden does not appear to have a plan to combat it. Moreover, he has spent a significant amount. He spent, 6 months saying it's transitory. It's transitory. He's not even focused on trying to solve inflation.
And this whole election integrity legislation, which is laughable that they call it election integrity.
No, this is the let's give elections to Democrats bill.
That's not gonna make it.
It's dead.
Then you got the Supreme Court who blocked his OSHA vaccine mandate, which they knew was unconstitutional to
right.
begin with.
And they knew, just as they knew the eviction moratorium was unconstitutional last summer, and they did it anyway. They knew the OSHA mandate was unconstitutional, and they did it anyway.
I mean, I'm reading these headlines. Here's one, Joe whiffs again as voting takeover push fails miserably. Here's another one. Bidenflation stole Christmas. December retail sales crash. But here's another one. Consumer sentiment drops as Bidenflation crushes expectations.
Okay, but are those Fox? Oh, that's just Fox News, right? That's just Fox News and Newsmax headlines?
Well, no, to some degree. But, I mean, at least the bottom line is they're factual.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happening. And, you know, I started thinking about this, and you're starting to see folks on the left even give up on Joe Biden and those that are controlling. And I say controlling because obviously this man is not in control of this country.
He's not in charge.
It's very questionable whether he is in charge of his own, whether he has any control over his cognitive thinking altogether.
He's not in control of some of the words that are coming out of his mouth sometimes. If you put a question mark at the end of his name on the teleprompter, he'll say, "I'm Joe Biden."
But see, why all of these policies have failed, why they are failing, why they will continue to fail, it's not so much, yes, you know, being conservative, being liberal, it's about a philosophy.
Right.
About how you live your life, the choices you make, the responsibility that you take, the accountability that you assume.
Right.
I get all of that. But what it really comes down to is when policies just don't make any sense, whether it's from the left or the right, they're going to fail miserably. It doesn't matter what political party, it doesn't matter how you package it or what kind of ribbon you tie on it.
Ideology always loses out to reality.
No, see, common sense, and that seems to serve this country, that seems to serve anyone, I mean, mm-hmm. wherever you are mm-hmm. on this planet, common sense works best. It's not partisan. It's not political. Common sense is not racial. It matters not to common sense how much money you have, what your gender is, what your creed is, what your family name is. It matters no, it pays no attention to how many diplomas you have framed up on your wall or which side of the tracks you grew up on. Common sense knows better because it's been there and it's done that, and that is what is missing in our country today.
Common sense is way too uncommon.
Right. I mean, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent or none of the above, I think we can all agree that making common sense choices leads to uncommonly successful results. Thomas Jefferson said, "I can never fear that things will go far wrong where common sense has fair play."
That's the whole key. Are you giving common sense fair play? That's our problem in this country right now, though. We're not giving common sense fair play. Common sense is outlawed on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter. It's outlawed in big media. You are just not allowed to say things commonsensical. Things like, if masks work, why haven't they worked?
Well, let's look at history for a moment, right? And so we can apply some of those lessons. President Hoover, he mm-hmm. was blamed for creating the Depression. But the facts are, he tried desperately to stimulate the economy mm-hmm. by raising taxes and government spending, and it didn't work.
Right. He did the wrong thing.
Exactly. FDR, he raised taxes
yep.
to satisfy an agenda of wealth redistribution.
And it prolonged the Great Depression.
Many people say that it, by several years.
The data says that.
And does any of this sound familiar?
Barack Obama did it in 2008. The reason why the longest recession in American history, not depression, but recession, and the slowest recovery in American history occurred under Barack Obama's watch was because of the actions Barack Obama took, which were nonsensical.
Right, and we're again seeing an administration that finds businesses to be the problem
mm-hmm.
instead of seeing business as the economic engine that will put people back to work. We've got, what, 4 million more jobs than actually people looking for work. That's a problem, and common yeah. sense tells you you need to fix that.
Right, right. We've got some disconnect. We've got problems going on right now, and we aren't even trying to address solutions to them.
And yet, you still have an administration's out there that say, or this administration rather, that is saying, you know, well, it's time to reward hard work. What are you talking about?
What do you think we've been doing for the past 250 years?
I mean, it's hard. Look, it's hard for a business to reward hard work when it can't afford to stay in business because of higher and higher taxes by mm-hmm. its federal government, increased regulation, and a monetary policy, by the way, that devalues the U.S. dollar. I mean, this sounds like the 1930s all over to me.
And too many people fail to understand that in large part, work is its own reward. Serving others gives you purpose beyond the paycheck. When we start to do those, the paycheck's nice. We gotta have food to eat. We gotta have money to buy food, right? But sometimes just doing work to serve others, that is a worthy thing in and of itself.
And look, I understand party's important. I get that.
Sure.
Philosophy of how you live your life is important. But how about we just start applying some common sense? I mean, that hasn't gone wrong for us in the past.
Well, if your party's not based on common sense, what's it based on? Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Well, Well, retail sales in December came in below expectations this year, dripping 1.9% from November, but that was still a big increase over December 2020, rising 16.9% from the first COVID holiday season. Online stores had the biggest declines month to month, dropping 8.7%, while department stores fell 7%. The drop in sales is being blamed on inflation, supply chain issues, and a fear of the Omicron COVID variant.
Yeah, inflation. Inflation. It's a tax.
It's a big deal.
And guess what? It reduces the amount of available discretionary spending that you can take or that you can make because inflation is taking more and more of what available funds or income that you may have.
And it hurts the poorest the most. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, Baltimore's district attorney has been indicted by a federal grand jury for perjury. Marilyn Mosby is accused of lying on forms that she filed to receive COVID relief money from a Baltimore City retirement plan in 2020. She's also accused of lying on mortgage application forms to buy two vacation properties in the state of Florida. Mosby's a social justice warrior who filed charges against five police officers in the 2015 death of Freddie Gray, a man who was resisting arrest. None of the five officers were convicted.
You know, we talk about so many elected officials, and they've all gone the wrong direction. Instead, I mean, we're electing the wrong people into office, and not just in Baltimore. It's in every city across our country.
Power causes brain damage. The only way to prevent it is to believe you do not deserve the power you have. Most Democrats reject that ideology.
And keep and stop electing the same kind of folks to office every year.
Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, a Louisiana judge in Baton Rouge has thrown out a pastor's lawsuit against the state for a second time. Pastor Tony Spell was suing because Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards banned church gatherings in 2020. Spell held church services anyways and was eventually arrested for exercising his First Amendment rights. Judge Brian Jackson threw the case out this week for a second time, saying the issue is moot since the governor's restrictions are no longer in effect.
Well, and it is from a legal perspective, but many say, and it's not just the Louisiana governor.
No, this is for country.
But governors all across the country, that they overstepped their authority.
Coming up next, we're talking with the mamas. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Ark-La-Tex. Red River Range is family friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at redriverrange.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. the greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So in Sonoma County, this is just north of San Francisco, California. They're banning large gatherings. They're advising their residents to shelter in place for the next 30 days. For the next 30 days. And this is a place where,
what?
Get this, 78% of the people in Sonoma County have 5 or more vaccinations.
That's insane.
It is absolutely
you would have had to have been taking the vaccine once every other month at least since what, March?
And if you question the science, well, take a listen to what Dr. Fauci, he got all kinds of upset. And let's go with the Rand Paul clip about questioning the science.
Dr. Fauci, the idea that a government official like yourself would claim unilaterally to represent science, that any criticism of you would be considered a criticism of science itself, is quite dangerous. Central planning, whether it be of the economy or of science, is risky because of the fallibility of the planner. It would not be so catastrophic if the planner were simply one physician in Peoria, then the mistakes would only affect that physician's patients, the people who chose that physician. But when the planner is a government official, like yourself, who rules by mandate, the errors are compounded and become much more harmful. A planner who believes he is the science leads to an arrogance that justifies, in his mind, using government resources to smear and to destroy the reputations of other scientists who disagree with him.
Lord Fauci just kind of lost it at that point. But here's the thing. He's right. Do you think these folks in Sonoma County, who 80% of them have received 5 or more vaccinations, they need to shelter in place as if this is March of 2020?
Or as if this is a hurricane? No, you've got to get on with your life. That's what we're doing wrong here. We are taking, for the first time in American history, we are imprisoning healthy people because they're healthy.
Oh, you know what I'd say? No, you know what Lord Fauci would say?
What's that?
You're a moron. Take a listen to Lord Fauci.
You are totally incorrect.
Senator, well, we look Marshall, forward to reviewing it.
Senator Marshall, Dr. Fauci has answered you. It is public information, and he's happy to give it to you if you would ask. Senator Moran.
What a moron. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
he was muttering under his breath. What a moron. Jesus Christ.
Maybe you're just talking
Lord's
about,
name in vain.
Maybe you're just talking about Senator Moran.
What was going on.
We got a question here for our American mamas. Dear mamas, are y'all seeing empty shelves like we are? # bare shelves Biden.
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama.
And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Netteville and Denise Arthur. So this is one of those things that is my job in our family. I do most of the grocery shopping.
You do. I see you at the grocery store sometimes.
And I see you hiding from me. I don't know what that's all about. But,
well, because I've already spent a little time with you. It's not like necessary to reopen that door.
But it is so annoying when, because I have a list. And I go to my list, and I'm like, nope, don't have that. Nope, don't have that. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my word.
Do you go to the alternate in your head, or do you call Wendy first?
No. This is my purview. This is the area where so I have the authority to shift.
Well, this is where that hashtag Bear Shelves Biden came into play, because people are noticing that under his administration, everything's empty. The stores are empty.
I call it hashtag pandemic pantry is what it is.
That's actually a better name. And you know what? Twitter would have kept that up. But because this one had Bear Shelves Biden, Twitter, and it was trending at number 6.
Oh, no.
Twitter took that stuff down. They do not want him to be responsible. However, I have to say, had this been Trump and that was trending, you think Twitter wouldn't have kept that up?
Oh, sure they would have. They would have
done
it. But
because they're trying to take care of Biden.
But like, let's just go into all the reasons why we don't have groceries on the shelf. Go ahead, hit us with one.
Well, I think one of the main reasons is because of the ships that are waiting. I think there's hundreds of ships now waiting at the ports to bring our supplies over. And yet,
especially the ports in California, they seem to be doing a better job at the ports in Florida and in Texas, but they have to go through the Panama Canal before they can get to the other side of the country.
But you won't read that. All you're going to read about is there's an uptick in COVID. They don't have inspectors for the meat. They don't have this for that. And it's COVID. COVID has every...
That's a distraction. That is a distraction. You have to understand.
Yeah, I know.
That is a distraction to what's really going on.
So just think. I mean, if you work at the grocery store and you get the COVID, and you may be asymptomatic, and you may have to be out of work for 5 days. That's not 5 weeks, 5 months, which is what we've been going through. Don't blame it on the workforce. And now, like, some of them are even saying that, like the meat people,
packers,
Well, they're not urging their employees to get the booster. What? Like Geraldo and AOC and Whoopi? Mm-hmm. Okay,
Dana
really?
Perino said it best. She said, "Look, I've been vaccinated twice. I've been boosted. I did everything the CDC asked of me, and I had to spend Christmas sick and with Omicron and not able to come to work." And her point was, we have got to stop calling this the pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is vaccinated people are getting it.
Right.
Unvaccinated people are getting it. And I don't really understand Lord Fauci's deal on this. I think it was 10 days down
to
5 days.
He didn't grocery shop like Steven.
Well, you know what?
If he went to the grocery store, he would start changing his tune. But you know, another thing we were just talking about a minute ago, it's like, because I have to go to the grocery store when I leave here tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know for a fact I am not going to be able to get my regular stuff.
Right.
And so now we're just settling. We're whatever they
That's
got.
Kind of
like we did in the beginning. Remember that?
Yes.
I mean,
when
look.
There was no toilet paper.
Yeah. No toilet paper. And I was buying
so you just bought construction paper from the kids' art supplies.
Yeah. I mean, I've cooked things I didn't even know how to cook. Like, I didn't know how to cook it.
Remember when Psaki told everybody that we need to lower our expectations anyway? I think that
we did that back in January.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of where we are. I was talking to my sister on the phone today, and we were kind of talking about this. It's so funny that we're talking about it tonight, because we were saying that everybody's expectations have been lowered because we're not able to get the things that we want to get. We don't get to have the feelings that we used to have. Mm-mm. So it's almost like this complacency that we are at, and it's not the American spirit, and I miss it. It's this complacency. It's this, oh, well, this is the way it is. There's nothing I can do about it. I have no hope. I have no other recourse. It is what it is. That's kind of where everybody is right now, and I want us to get back to who we were before, where we expect more from our government, where we expect more from the people who are leading us.
Yeah, part of that's on us, Terry, because you know what? They pulled the bar down low, and we're not doing a very good job of pushing the bar back up. I mean, we've got to raise the bar again.
And you know why? Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think here's the thing. I get energy there. I get bursts of energy at times. And then sometimes I'm tired.
Not only that, Denise, but people are getting canceled. If they push back a little bit, they're being canceled.
Yeah.
They're being doxxed. So it's like everybody, like we all feel this urgency to push back. Every single one of us have this feeling in our gut. Like, what do we do? What do we do? And when we don't feel like that we have conservative leaders who are helping us push back, we feel helpless and hopeless. So what we can do now is pray to God and push back
Push back. Be a Morgan Wallen. Push back. Make a song with the biggest rapper around. Push back. That's what you have to do.
Hashtag
find your energy. See, I'm finding it already, and I'm going to go to the grocery store and be disappointed, but that's all right.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Ark-La-Tex. Red River Range is family friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at Red River Range.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so far this month, we found out that, what, the CDC has been lying about COVID death totals.
Yeah, as many as 4 out of 10 were with, no, with sorry, 75% had 4 or more comorbidities.
Exactly, that the CEO of Pfizer informed us that their vaccines basically don't work. That the FBI is unable to say whether or not they played a part in the January 6th protest.
Whether or not they violated laws in the January 6th protest or incited other people to violate laws. They can't say that they weren't doing that. They were asked point blank, can you say the FBI wasn't involved? I can't say it.
Well, you know, Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, he referred to those on January 6th that were at the Capitol, he actually referred to them as terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
But then he came back the next day. I don't know if you heard his questioning of the FBI agent.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we talked about
that. Yeah, we talked about it on the air.
Last night.
It's a good show. You should listen to American Radio.
I should. More often. But nevertheless, I mean, were any laws broken? To what extent was this a Fed insurrection?
Right. Not an insurrection.
Exactly.
But like the kidnapping case in Michigan, which was 100% designed, planned, and executed by the FBI and its informants. Was January 6th the same thing? Was January 6th actually a sting operation by the FBI?
And why, speaking of just nonsensical acts by our government, why did Dr. Fauci and the medical elites block the use of ivermectin? Why did they characterize it as a horse medication?
Because it's not new.
When there are, 67 separate controlled ivermectin COVID-19 studies that show a 67% improvement in COVID patients.
But how can we get more money for Pfizer and all these other drug companies?
Hydroxychloroquine.
If we're using
drugs
that cost a dime a pill.
All right. Speaking of that, hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
There are two, there are nearly 300
hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine, excuse me, studies that show a 64% improvement in patients.
Now,
and yet you've got Fauci poo-pooing that treatment altogether.
And let's be clear about that. That's for early onset use. It's not for late in COVID. It's early onset with COVID. And you need to use it in combination with azithromycin and zinc. When you use it in that cocktail, it's very effective early, according to numerous studies.
Which were hidden. These studies were hidden from the American public. No wonder folks don't trust their government.
It's because our government hasn't been trustworthy. It's time to dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Well, the National Federation of Independent Businesses put out their small business survey recently. Basically, they're taking the pulse of small businesses in America to see what these business owners expect to see happen in the next 6 months in their companies.
I don't mean to be a negative prognosticator.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, small businesses are hurting. And the small business owners who are listening right now, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Not just the fact that they need to raise their prices or that their cost of doing business has risen, but it's the unavailability of labor to just run your business.
So you already read this report then?
No, I've been talking about
it. This is what you're seeing. Okay. So are people who own small businesses optimistic or pessimistic about their future the next 6 months? What do you think?
I think they're negative.
Yeah.
I think they're generally negative.
They are. Small business optimism is at a, quote, net negative 35%. Yeah, so you take the people who say, is your business going to be better in 6 months or worse in 6 months? You take those who say better minus those who say worse, and you're at negative 35%.
When you don't have inventory.
Yeah.
That means you can't sell any product. When you can't sell any product, you have no profit, which means no cash flow.
Again, from the report, it says owners remain pessimistic about future economic conditions as this indicator has declined 23 points over the past 6 months. Okay, why? Well, one of the big reasons you already talked about a little bit, lack of employees. Again, from the report, 49% of all owners reported job openings they could not fill in the current period. The number of unfilled job openings remains far above the 48-year historical average of 23%. So they have an average going all the way back to 1974, okay? And over that time, you average 23% of people of small businesses aren't able to get their jobs filled in a certain time period. We're now at half. It's more than twice the historical average.
And you know what's exacerbating the situation? More testing. And I'm not discouraging folks from being tested.
Right.
But at the same time, if you have no symptoms.
Right.
And yet you go and get tested.
Oh, looks. Oh, I understand you're perfectly healthy. You don't feel bad at all. But oh, we got COVID.
Guess what? Can't come to work.
No. Nope.
And I'm not blaming those that say that because they just had a COVID positive test and they want to be responsible. They don't want to infect anyone else.
But maybe that test is a false positive.
Exactly.
We don't know because, again, the CDC said
they don't really know how well they work.
We don't know if our tests are any good, but you got to take them. Okay. Again, back to the survey. 95% of owners who were trying to hire employees said they had, quote, few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to fill. They also are having to pay more for the employees they do have. A net 48% reported raising compensation, up 4 points from November and a 48-year record high reading. A net 32% plan to raise compensation in the next 3 months. Now, the other part of it, inflation. 57% of businesses expect prices to be higher in the next 6 months than they are now. A majority of businesses expect those higher prices to lower their profits. When these businesses were asked, what's the single most important problem facing your small business? 25% said quality of labor. You were talking about that. You can't find people qualified for it. 22% said inflation. Those are the top two big problems for labor for companies right now. 14% said taxes, and 13% said cost of labor. Basically, that's a combo of the first two problems, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, when I look at this, I see some stuff that's actually, it's not just a short-term Joe Biden's policies screwing us over. There's some of this that is actually long-term problems that our government's been doing.
No,
why can't we find qualified people for the jobs? Well,
because you have essentially paid people to stay at home. You've incentivized folks for staying at home by billions of dollars in misapplication of unemployment compensation in state after state after state.
That's part of it. The other part is, for a generation, we've told people you have to go to college. Whether that was the right path for those people or not.
That's a different discussion altogether, though.
Okay, but if you can't find people who know how to weld, part of the problem is we don't have enough people who know how to weld.
Well, no, I understand.
Right? Okay, here's the other part of it. We've been raising the minimum wage. What is raising the minimum wage do?
Every time it causes unemployment.
Part of the reason why it does is because it takes out that first rung of ladder. You've heard the old adage, how do you get a job if you don't have experience? Right? How do you get experience if you don't have a job? If we raise the minimum wage, as we've done, you take out that opportunity for people who don't have experience to get experience. And now when you've got a job that needs that experience, we don't have people who have it because they were never able to get the job in the first place.
And then you have socialist cities all across this country promoting universal basic income, further incentivizing folks.
It's a middle finger to small business. That's what that universal basic income is.
It's dismantling the capitalist economy of this country.
You know what? We need a bright spot. Coming up next.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Ark-La-Tex. Red River Range is family friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at redriverrange.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps.
Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Lewis R. Avalone.
You remember under the Trump administration, China had been levying tariffs on imports or our levying tariffs on our exports to China.
Right.
And yet we weren't levying any tariffs on our imports
from
China.
That was before Trump. Trump then levied the tariffs on China.
Exactly.
And it led to everybody's like, oh, no, you're going to start World War III with this.
But see, why? Well, that's equity.
Right.
That's equity.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's also the actions of a leader.
And someone who understands business.
Well, now, get this. On January the 15th, there was a law in Canada that was going to go into effect that said any trucker coming across the Canadian border from the United States would have to be vaccinated.
Wow.
Okay. That was going to be the law. Well, now they have relented, but only for Canadian drivers, which means that American truck drivers
have to be vaccinated to go into Canada.
I mean, they're going to be switching rigs. They're going to be, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
It's kind of a tariff, isn't it?
So now, shouldn't the Biden administration say any Canadian trucker coming into the United States is not vaccinated, they have to turn around?
Absolutely.
But they won't.
Of course he's not going to.
No, there's no courage there.
Because he doesn't understand.
There's no resolve there.
That was one of the things about Donald Trump. He would do tit for tat and disproportionate response. So basically, if you were nice to him, he was nice to you at the same measure.
Yeah, but a lot of people.
If you were mean to him, he was mean to you worse than you could ever and possibly imagine. That was the Trump doctrine.
Now, I understand, but a lot of people would say, well, that's just childish.
Okay, but it was effective. Because frankly, a lot of adults act like children, and they respond to it.
Right. Why is it childish if we're just going to level the playing field?
Well, let's get to a bright spot. Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema gave a speech today on the floor of the Senate that was a true bright spot.
Oh, it was. I felt inspired. And it was, you know, a lot of folks grandstand.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when we play this clip of Kyrsten Senator Sinema, I think people will understand. This seemed to really, unless she's a very good actress.
No, I watched in the video
too. It seemed to come from her heart.
I agree.
She wasn't grandstanding.
No, I agree. There was some authenticity behind what she was saying. She stood up to say why she would not be voting to change the filibuster rules in the Senate. Not only does her stance kill Senator Schumer's plan to remove the filibuster, but it also kills the Democrats' plans to alter the voting laws in every state in the union. Take a listen.
There's no need for me to restate my long-standing support for the 60-vote threshold to pass legislation. And there's no need for me to restate its role protecting our country from wild reversals in federal policy. It is a view I've held during my years serving in both the U.S. House and the Senate.
She's taking a principled stand here. Basically, she believes that eliminating the filibuster will lead to wild swings in policies and in the laws. And that would only deepen the partisan divide in this country to a winner-take-all mentality.
Right. I mean, like we were talking about earlier, I mean, never has it been more apparent that we are a divided people. We have a divided Senate, divided Supreme Court. And
it's a 50-50 Senate for the longest time in American history.
And then you've got the commander-in-chief that is systematically setting the American people at each other's throat over these mandates.
Well, and he's doing it knowing that what he's doing is unconstitutional, and yet he does it anyway.
It doesn't matter.
The Democrats say they have to eliminate the filibuster to save democracy. Sinema rightly says that won't work. Take a listen.
We must address the disease itself, the disease of division, to protect our democracy. And it cannot be achieved by one party alone. It cannot be achieved solely by the federal government. The response requires something greater and, yes, more difficult than what the Senate is discussing today. We need robust, sustained strategies that put aside party labels and focus on our democracy, because these challenges are bigger than party affiliation.
She sounds like a Republican there in some regards.
Well, hold on. If Joe Biden had delivered that speech in the well of the United States Senate, his approval rating would jump 15 points.
If that was the speech he gave on the anniversary of January 6th, if that was the speech he gave, where, look, what January 6th taught us is that we cannot continue down this path of division. We have got to come together. We've got to follow Abraham Lincoln's example and not Andrew Johnson's example. And we've got to be together as a united people.
How about he follow his own words during his inauguration speech when he said, my whole soul is in uniting this country.
Yeah, if he had just behaved the way he spoke.
Name me one action. Name me any action.
I can't.
That he's done that's united this country.
Look, I don't agree with everything that Kyrsten Sinema says. I don't think that the state laws that include voter ID and stamp out ballots, ballot harvesting, are preventing legitimate voters from voting. She apparently does.
And I think she was just giving them lip service, frankly.
I'm willing to believe, based on what she did in the speech, I'm willing to believe she honestly believes that, okay? But, see, I think she also sees a bigger and more important question here. Unlike most of her party members, she does not appear to believe that the ends justify the means. And I think that's important. In the election of 1800, Alexander Hamilton eventually threw his support behind Thomas Jefferson,
right?
Not because he believed in Jefferson's ideas about government, but because he at least acknowledged that Jefferson had strong principles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with Senator Sinema's policies, but I admire her principles. And I think that's a bright spot.
Yeah, she's trying to bring the country together. What an idea.
Why not? Why not? Congratulations. Thank you so much. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Red River Range is the premier indoor shooting and training facility in the Ark-La-Tex. Red River Range is family friendly and produces 100% fresh air all the time, so you never smell gunpowder. At Red River Range, it's all digital. You choose one of 19 lanes, and it's all on a touchscreen. Red River Range has two archery areas and a stock fish pond, so there's truly something for everyone at Red River Range in Shreveport. Find out more at redriverrange.com.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis Saar Avalone.
Okay, so Stacey Abrams is running for governor of Georgia.
Yes.
So when the president of the United States, the president of your party.
Yeah, he's in your own party. Yeah.
Comes to your state.
And he's talking about your central issue, which is voter rights, allowing people to get to the ballots, allowing the ballot harvesting to go forward, allowing as many fake ballots in as possible. That's what you want.
And she was very successful at doing that, by the way.
Yeah.
Why would you be a no-show at his speech?
Well, because he's got an approval rating that's like slightly above, I don't know, an enema.
So many people ask Biden, well, where is Stacey Abrams?
Yes.
He says, I spoke to her this morning.
Yeah.
We have a great relationship. We got our scheduling mixed up. I'm sorry. You're running for governor of Georgia.
Yeah. Or you're running the you're running the country.
And the president of the United States. And by the way, Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, which Biden again referred to her as President Harris.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is just a, surely he knows. Surely he knows.
He may know, but he just can't remember.
Or he considers her to be the de facto president. But why would Stacey Abrams?
Because she can read the writing on the wall. That dude is toxic for your political future. If he comes to your state, you got to be like, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
A couple of years ago, the Commerce Street Brewery in Mineral Point, Wisconsin, started making a beer they called the Blonde Betty. It was named after Betty White. You see, Betty's husband, Alan Ludden, was from Mineral Point. The Commerce Street Bakery also had a tradition where customers could buy beers for their friends. You just write the name of the friend on a chalkboard and how many beers you're buying for them. Well, customer after customer started buying beers for Betty White, hoping one day she'd visit her late husband's hometown to stop in for a beer.
Oh, wow.
Well, that never happened as Betty passed away on New Year's Eve, but before her death, there were 40 beers on the wall with her name on it. After her death, more and more people kept donating. There are now 396 beers donated to her, or about $1,980 worth. The brewery's owner says he plans to honor Betty White by donating all that money to a local shelter.
Now that is so nice.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.